The directive instructs the BLM not to conduct public comment or environmental review before land is leased. Spokesperson Adam Eggers says the policy shift makes the process more efficient by not duplicating work.
If the leaseholders actually decide to do anything on the land as far as drilling and such, they still have to submit an application for that. And that will still require environmental analysis, and that still is going to have public comment period associated with it. Of at least 30 days.
Environmental groups, however, say the policy chips away at crucial protections. Taylor McKinnon is with the Center for Biological Diversity.
The purpose of the law was and is to look before you leap, to evaluate and understand impacts before the federal government commits resources and decisions. And this new policy manifesting here in northern Arizona is really turning that principle on its head.
McKinnon says possible acid fracking used to extract helium could harm local waterways and the Coconino aquifer below. In addition, the BLM leases are adjacent to Petrified Forest National Park, and conservationists worry drilling could impact endangered animals in the Holbrook Basin. For KNAU, I'm Ryan Heintjes in Flagstaff.